Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Show with community news and information from the Center. I'm Ron Fruit. Today, we have members of the Student Senate from the UW-Platteville-Richland. And as we all know, this is a very important time in the history of the campus with the decisions that are being made and the announced closure after this academic year of classes as we know them at UW-Platteville-Richland. But we're very pleased to have students representing Student Senate, representing themselves today, the reasons that they've chose UW-Platteville-Richland, and the concerns that they have with this announcement. Our guests today include Jake Steele, who graduated from Eagle School. Jake is a sophomore at UW-Platteville-Richland. Jackson Kenny is in the studio with us today. He is a sophomore on campus, a graduate of Riverdale. Heath and Haley Zumach join us today. They are graduates of Richland Center High School. Both are sophomores on campus. And we also are joined by Brody Smith. Brody, in fact, was our guest not too long ago, talking about the campus and his decisions to be here. That, of course, was well before this news came and changed the whole world for all of these students. Brody graduated from high school at Highland. It's good to have all of you here today to talk about a very important subject. And Jackson, let me begin with you. Being on Student Senate, obviously this was something that was very important to all of you, not only as students, but as a group of senators on campus. This had to be something that came immediately to the front discussion-wise for all of you.
Absolutely. I know it was a big surprise when we all received that email last week or the week before, and it was really crushing to hear. And as a sophomore at the campus and a member of Student Senate, I was right away concerned about what this meant for all of us.
You're a sophomore. It's certainly different for you, even though albeit important, than it is for Brody and the members of his freshman class.
That's right. I actually consider myself lucky to have been able to complete my 2 years here at the campus. And, you know, if I were a freshman right now, I'd be a lot more concerned. I am very concerned as a sophomore just for what this means for all of us as far as staff, students, all of our professors. But really, I have it a little easier, I think, than a freshman would, being that I am going to be transferring out next year anyway.
You graduated from Riverdale High School. What made you choose UW-Platteville-Richland to begin higher education, Jackson?
Yeah, I graduated from Riverdale, and I knew UW-Platteville-Richland was the right choice because it's close to home. It's affordable. I can proudly say that I've been able to complete 2 years here debt-free, which is huge. And the campus, I know it's been a staple to the community for years. My grandma went here and my dad went here, so I knew it's a great place to go to college.
Has it turned out to be? Did it meet your expectations?
Absolutely. Even more so than my expectations. I've had a wonderful experience at UW-Platteville-Richland.
Granted, you know, when I was there, we're going back a long time, but there were a lot of students. Do you feel that you've had a good college experience at UW-Platteville-Richland, Jackson?
I would say that I've had a good but unique college experience due to the low numbers, but I will say that we do make the best with what we have. We have around 60 students, and all of the students are very interactive. We do a lot together. We have intramurals every Wednesday, and we really do as much as we can to get involved and have that campus feeling of a lot of students interacting together.
What caused you to be a part of Student Senate?
I decided to join Student Senate last year as a freshman after I had heard about the Student Senate and what it does. I thought it would be really cool to be part of the decision and planning making as part of the campus and represent myself and my voice as a student at the campus.
Had you decided on a major, you know, when you had started to attend, and have you made that decision now?
Not quite. That's one of the reasons why I actually started at the campus is because I was still unsure. However, I do have two main interests that I'm pursuing, and starting at the campus has given me the opportunity to explore more options and figure out the next steps in my career as a student.
What concerned you most when you heard the news or received the email that UW-Platteville-Richland would not exist next academic year as it does now?
Well, it was really devastating. Right away, I was concerned about students, mainly freshmen and professors, as well as the community. I mean, how different it's going to be without the campus here in Richland County.
Sounds good. It's good to have you here today, Jackson.
Thank you.
Jake Steele is with us today as well, a sophomore on campus. Jake, a graduate of Eagle School. Jake, welcome to the program today. Same question to begin. What caused you to make UW-Platteville-Richland your choice to begin your college career?
Well, for starters, it was in the same town that I was born and raised in. I've been here in Richland Center my entire life, so it was definitely a very quick and easy move. My parents were still here, so I could kind of interact with them while I was working at Eagle School at the time, and I also didn't know what I was going for. So it was a really great transition, a really great stepping stone from the high school level to the college level, because I was just not prepared for that, what that was going to look like. And I had a lot of friends who were kind of talking up college pretty big. You know, they were making it sound like this was going to be something absolutely huge. You were going to be devastated working like 20 hours a day or something like that. And I'm just like, oh, you know, it's going to be crazy. And it was a really great and smooth transition into that level.
Were you nervous that you had made the right decision when you initially chose UW-Platteville, Richland, Jake?
I was pretty confident. Just like Jackson, I was able to go there debt-free, so that was a huge decision. And then I'm definitely sure that it was the right choice after the spring semester when I was able to choose my major. After a lot of thinking, I went through a lot of different interests and kind of careers, just checking out what was right for me, and then I finally settled on a decision. And that decision would be, I plan to go into meteorology as my future.
So you're going to be a weatherman that we can all frown at, right?
Yeah. Right.
We think about the low numbers on campus. We know that that has been the case. Do you feel that that had an impact on your education one way or the other, Jake?
I would definitely agree with that. I think that low student enrollment is like the main problem at our campus, like above all else. It affects like how many professors we have available, how many courses can be held, how complex those courses are if we get to like the higher levels or the more specific ones rather than just the general credits. It also makes it difficult to have like programs or clubs, stuff like that. So it is difficult to maintain those, and especially with the costs. So, but given that we've had such low student enrollment, we also have a lot of students who are really invested in the campus. Like Jackson had mentioned, we're very proud and we do our best to participate in Student Senate and planning events and kind of just bringing everyone together.
Did you find the campus to be a lot different than your experience at Eagle School? You talked about it being a very smooth transition, but was it a whole different learning environment? Did you still feel that you were getting that college experience, Jake?
Yes, I would say so, because I really, really did have to become so much more independent, especially because I was living away from home. So I had two jobs at the time, and one of them was working as an RA for dorms at Eagle School. So I was managing these high schoolers. I was working a second job to that, plus taking full-time classes, and all away from home. I was living at the school. So that was like it was very tight. It was very difficult the first semester. But what I found is that as the academic experience, it was very similar to Eagle, because Eagle's also a very small school. So it gave off definitely a lot of the same vibes. And something that was different, though, is I appreciated the college. What it did for me is it actually helped me kind of grow out of my shell a little bit more, kind of be more proactive and not just someone on the sidelines. So definitely like taking the lead rather than being like submitting to outside forces that were kind of telling me what to do. So I definitely was able to become more, you could say, extroverted in a way. So I really appreciate that.
So you grew not only academically, but you grew personally?
Absolutely, absolutely. Very thankful for that personal experience at UW-Richland, which would be more difficult to, I think, go through at a larger campus, even though that's still possible. You know, you just have so many students, especially in a gen ed class, and there could be like 400 or plus, something like that. So you're kind of just one in a number. So very, very impactful for me.
Let me ask you a what-if question for you to ponder for a second, Jake. Let's say you've talked about debt-free, Jackson talked about debt-free, and I think affordability is going to come up in all of our five conversations today. If UW-Platteville Richland wasn't in the community when you were making the decision to go to college, would it have changed your plans or your thought process on what you would have done?
I would say so, yeah. I think that so much of my... such a strong part of my reason to go there was, cost, and then also, like again, I didn't know what I was doing yet. So if I didn't have a solid plan, and I was already considering not going to college because if I didn't know what I was going to do that year, I was thinking of taking a gap year because I was like, I don't want to go to a big university and put so much money and gather all this debt and then I don't know what I'm doing. I'm kind of just wasting my time. And I know that there are general education courses, but I didn't expect how fast I would make up my mind the second semester of my freshman year. So I was not prepared to go to college if the cost wasn't being considered, if being close to my family and being in the same town and working the same job that I already had before I attended the college. So that would have been a big part of it.
Have you decided, as a meteorologist in the future, where you'll continue your education, and do you feel that you're well prepared to take that next step, Jake?
Yes, I have decided. I looked at several schools in Wisconsin already, and it turns out that only two of the schools that I've been able to find have my program. One of them was UW-Madison, and I was considering going there, and then I remembered I have family in Florida. And so I actually plan on attending Florida State University, and I'll be staying with my family and kind of cutting down some of those costs before handing off to college. And I do strongly feel that I am prepared to enter into that. So very ready to go here.
Jackson, I want to come back to you for a moment. Jackson Kenny is with us, and ask you that same question. If UW-Platteville-Richland wouldn't have existed when you crossed the stage at Riverdale High School as a graduate, what would your future have been? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I think my future would have looked very different. I wasn't quite ready to leave home and go experience that bigger college vibe on my own. So I think UW-Platteville-Richland was a safe and a smart choice for starting my college career. And I'm very thankful for it, because I really think that I've had a wonderful experience that I would not have been able to receive elsewhere.
Now, I note that you and Jake are both wearing a button that says Save the Campus. Tell us what you as students are doing, what you're talking about, and what some of your current goals and objectives are, Jackson.
Yeah, so the campus means everything to us. And the other day, going around campus, people were handing out these Save the Campus buttons, and right away I knew that I wanted to wear one because, you know, if it's at all possible to save the campus, you know, we're going to do everything we can as students to help make that happen. So as a student senate, we frequently meet and, you know, try to discuss things that we can do. But we, you know, we'd like to work with whoever we can to keep the campus open. I know there's talk that that might not happen, but there's also a petition going around online to save the campus. And from what I understand about that, if it can, you know, get enough support, it might be able to go to the state government and be voted on. So, you know, we're remaining optimistic, but at the same time, we're also, you know, preparing to for the reality that the campus might not be here next year.
Well said. Our next guest today is Haley Zumach. Haley graduated from Richland Center High School and made UW-Platteville-Richland her choice. Haley, welcome to the program this morning. It's sure nice to have you on the air today.
Thank you.
For you, what made UW-Platteville-Richland the choice for higher education?
For me, so definitely the affordability and the location for me. I've been part of Richland Center my entire life. The main thing, two things for me, was that I was undecided. I feel like so much of my life I've been dependent on, okay, this by this time, you need to know exactly what you're going to do, exactly where you're going to go. And me, I was like, I have no idea where I'm going to go. I don't know what to do. So this was definitely an opportunity to explore in such a place that is so caring for you. And then the other thing was just getting involved, especially with high school. I loved all the clubs and opportunities with music and everything that you can do. And then so halfway through my high school year, we had COVID. And for me and my brother, we both completely went virtually. And it was really hard because I didn't know if I was going to ever be able to do those things ever again or be an advocate for anything. And so with being a part of this community my entire life and having this opportunity, I couldn't miss it. And so I definitely, especially being a part of things like that, I wanted to explore and take an easier transition.
I think it's interesting, Haley, because there are three schools represented here today where you five went to high school. Yeah. But boy, there's a really common thread, having interviewed Brody before, assuming that Heath is going to say similar to what you've said, that not really knowing what you wanted to do and have a lower cost tuition and be able to stay at home was a huge opportunity for you in terms of your future and your education.
Yeah, 100%. When I graduated high school, everyone kind of went through and saying what they were going to do, and I was just sitting here like, I don't know. And there were a lot of people that looked down on me for that and were like, okay, how do you not know what you're going to do? You know, haven't you explored? Don't you have something that you're interested in? And I, especially with the question that you asked before in terms of, you know, if we didn't have this opportunity, I felt like I would have put myself in a very uncomfortable position of making myself go to a four-year that I wasn't ready for. And it just... you know, like I said, I'm really glad that I went here and got the easier transition and just to open myself up more, you know, personally being able to have that, you know, with the lower number, being able to have that one-on-one with someone and having them, like, just the professors understand, being able to guide you through this because they've been here and everything like that. So, yeah.
You have a lower tuition, but did you feel that you were challenged academically and you were challenged to think outside the box beyond what maybe you were required to do in high school, Haley?
Yeah, 100%. They always ask you why this or why that, and I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, okay, well, this is kind of what you have to do. You know, in high school, it's more of just kind of learning the basics, but in college, you know, this is a big thing, and you have to take everything you can seriously. So, yeah, they challenge you. But it's also things for yourself, too. It's not just you're looking at, okay, different things, but you're focused on yourself. And especially coming here with the low enrollment, being able to just, I'm one that doesn't usually like to focus on myself growing up as much. In high school, I was so in the moment in terms of everything I was involved in. And now they're like, okay, now you have to decide what you're going to do. And I'm like, you know, and so they definitely ease you into that a lot easier.
What would your future have been had there been no UW-Platteville Richland when you were graduating from Richland Center High School, Haley? Is that a hard question to answer?
I don't really know. When I graduated high school, I was kind of at home. I was very lost. I felt disconnected.
Did COVID have a part of that?
Yeah, 100%. Being virtual, I felt lost in terms of, you know, with my friends and everything and where everybody else was going. I mean, I understand, I guess everybody has their own path, but I didn't know any direction of where to go and being undecided too. I probably would have made myself go to another 4-year, or I could have taken a year off as well, because I know that was another option. But in my opinion, I probably just would have went to a 4-year, which isn't a bad thing, but you wouldn't have the opportunity like you would here to be able to explore and actually take your time and save financially and things like that.
At UW-Platteville Richland, have you been able to define what your career path will be?
Not for sure, but I think I can say that I've been able to explore myself in terms of what I'm good at and what I'm capable of. And the professors here, they really push me in terms of, okay, you can do this. Like, this is something that I can see you doing. I'm like, okay, I didn't think of that kind of thing before. And there's a lot of stuff out there that they really get you involved in. One of the things I am with business, and there is so much you can do with that. And you don't even have to go into business if you're pursuing that like I am as an associate's degree currently. So, they make you kind of just see, you know, what you're capable of, which is something that, you know, was really interesting to me, because it's like, oh, okay, I really can do that. I can actually do some of these things.
What advice would you give, based upon your involvement at UW-Platteville Richland, you know, to a student who is considering similar? You know, you talked about, I'm not sure what I want to do. I don't want to incur a whole bunch of debt. You know, how would you deal with that, Haley?
I would say yes, 100%. In terms of giving advice to someone who would come here, it's definitely in terms of what are you looking for in being individual. I mean, yes, you know, there's the college experience. You want to get out there and learn things, but also just taking that time to just focus on yourself in terms of what you really want to do and the opportunities that are here. And it made me, like Jake said, coming out of your comfort zone, seeing what you can do, the opportunities that are here that are limited, and see, you know, different things in terms of, you know, becoming a leader and things like that. I know a few people at the high school that were hoping to come this next fall that have talked to me, and they're like, oh, you know, what am I supposed to do, you know, now? And they're looking at me, and I'm like, I, you know, and that's a really hard question to answer. So if I had to give advice, if someone were to come here, obviously 100% that way. So
have you decided where your next stop will be on your educational journey, and do you feel that you're well prepared, Haley?
In terms of well prepared, I want to say yes, definitely, opposed to where I was. I at least have a sense of direction, and like I said, being able to see what I'm capable of here at the campus, what I can do, what things I can be a part of. In terms of where I want to go, I'm not for sure yet. I'm still kind of touring, figure things out. I want to make sure and make the right decision. With the opportunity of coming to Richland, I have more time to job shadow and see different things that I want to do and be able to open my mind before making a huge commitment like that as well.
I'm going to ask each one of you three a final question, and then we'll shift gears, take a break, and bring Brody and Heath up to the microphones. But you talk, Jackson, let me come back to you, about the petition that is there. As a member of Student Senate at UW-Platteville-Richland, why would you encourage me, from a student point of view and community view, or wherever you want to take that, why would you encourage me to make sure my signature is on that piece of paper?
Yeah, I would encourage everybody to sign the petition because the campus is so important to this community, for aspiring students, professors. I mean, it's really a great place to start college. It's a great step in building your higher education. And without that, I think it's going to make a negative impact on the community and a lot of aspiring students who would be able to go there.
Thank you. How about you, Jake? Why should my name be on that petition?
I think this petition is kind of like a signal almost, because we have talked about the possibility that it'll have no real effect, that the campus will not reopen. And I think that that's definitely something we have to consider, but I think it's more of like a symbol of passion, right? I'm continuing on with my future and with my career, and I'm actually finished at Richland. I could just keep going and not even look back. But I care about the students here, the sophomores now, the freshmen, especially the professors and faculty who are being displaced by this. And in some ways, that affects them more as they're closer to retirement and some other factors like that. They may not get the continuing jobs. And you see a lot of people who have already attended the campus signing this petition. They're, you know, communicating to the community, and that shows that they still have passion about this and they still care about the future. And it's not just about them, because that's not affecting them necessarily on an individual level. So even though I'm continuing, I would convince someone else to sign this petition, because that's an investment in the future, and it's something that we should care about as a group of people who have this common denominator of the campus being a great experience.
How about you, Haley? Why should anyone's name be on this petition?
No, I'm 100% with Jake saying that you know, that I can just get up and leave and not care as much because I am a sophomore. But just being involved, like even just at the campus, we have these huge theater productions, the amount of people that are in it that come to this community. We've had speakers that come to that we went to last week that it was full. We had to get extra chairs because there are so many people that wanted to come, and having speakers that we might not even get the chance to have next spring. So your name should definitely be on, because this community depends on it a lot, and we've lost so much here, and this is definitely something that will take a toll on everybody, whether you think of it or not.
Well, we'll take a break, but speaking of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, Jake, you had to write a review, didn't you? You had to go.
Yes.
You got to go, I should say,
yes.
Right? So how is it? It's tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon. Should we go see A Tree Grows in Brooklyn?
I would recommend. I just watched it last night as the student performance, and I think that's a great setup for them. They kind of get to have a feel of what people are thinking, especially the young people. So that's a great performance for them. I enjoyed it personally. I thought it was very lighthearted. It was very fun. I was able to stay focused on it. I was interested on it throughout the play. So I think that's very important. And I think the actors did a great job. There were definitely some specific actors here and there, along with most of them, but there were some people who I know I am acquainted with them. I was like, wow, that was quite impressive.
That's
actually
awesome.
So
do you like it, Haley?
Yes, 100%. As being a part of the theater productions before, I knew a bunch of them, and I was like, okay, you know, it was very pretty interesting, and especially that if you haven't been there before, I definitely encourage you to go watch it, even if you're not a fan of it. Like I said, this is a community thing, and it's a very good thing to open your eyes to.
Is it a thumbs up from Jackson Kinney?
Absolutely. I was really impressed, and it's fun to see fellow students who are acting and community members. I encourage everybody to get out and see that play if you're able to.
Sounds good. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. Heath Sumach and Brody Smith are both here today representing Student Senate on The Morning Show. Well, Welcome back to our morning show conversation on the community today, welcoming members of Student Senate at UW-Platteville-Richland. It's a pleasure to have Jake Steele, Jackson Kenny, Heath Zumach, Haley Zumach, and Brody Smith as our guests today. Jake, Jackson, Heath, and Haley are all sophomores on campus. Brody is a freshman. And on this part of the program today, we have the privilege of visiting with Heath Zumach and Brody Smith. Heath, it's good to welcome you back to the program. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Ron.
Tell me about your decision to go to UW-Platteville-Richland. Was it an easy decision to make? And what led you to decide that's where I'm going to begin my college career?
Well, to start off answering your question, yes, it was an easy decision. It's not far from where I live. It was an easy transfer. My parents and a lot of my friends said, yes, you need to go there. You get the FAFSA, the $1,200 per year. And then you'll meet a lot of good people, which I have.
So, has it been a good experience and good transition for you, Heath?
Yes, it has, Ron. Like I said, transfer was easy. I got to meet a lot of nice professors. They helped me out, like, you should do this. Friends were telling me, you need to do this. Here's what I think you should do, and help me down my success path.
Was it a big change from high school? And did you think, you know, do you think you would have had the same success had you had to go to a larger university and left home at this point, Heath?
I would say yes to both. Like, I'll bring up something Haley said. Like Haley, I was in COVID with my junior and senior year. My senior year, unfortunately, was all at home because virtual. And yes, it was a pretty easy decision because I knew it was an easy transfer. And if there was no Platteville-Richland, I probably would have most likely went to Platteville or La Crosse, close to where my grandparents live in La Crosse, so that way I can see them a lot more often.
Was affordability a key factor for your decision as you discussed this with your family, Heath?
Yes, it was a lot because I, for one, am the only one in my family that does not have a job, nor does not drive, and people still tell me I should do that.
But yeah, that's a point for another day in another
correct.
Show's discussion, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Okay. So they're like, you need to go out, get your FAFSA, get it complete, which I did. I got my money, and then just spend it wisely on whatever you want. Just keep track of it, watch your account, stuff like that.
When I think about a college experience, you know, we think about growing and maturing as an individual. Did UW-Platteville-Richland, despite the lower enrollment, you know, and being close to home, provide you that opportunity to grow personally?
Yes, even though I heard about the low enrollment, which I was pretty sad about, I knew that if I went there, I would be a great add to the campus and I would meet a lot of new friends. And I could learn a lot from them. Like, for example, I'll pick on Jackson here for a bit. He taught me how to laugh, be cool, and he made a lot of new friends from him. And, yeah.
Which is good.
Yes.
He didn't always charge you, did he?
Oh, no.
That's good.
No. Nope. Not yet, he hasn't.
He hasn't left campus yet either, so
nope,
how do we know?
He will soon.
How did it feel to you, and what concerned you the most when you received the email as a student that the campus would be changing?
Well, what concerned me the most, like everyone who has been on here already said, was I'm most concerned about the students, especially us sophomores and mostly Brody and freshmen included, because if I was a freshman, I would also be concerned because I was also going to be planning on coming here next year if I was a freshman or a sophomore. And then it's like, where do I go? Like, do I want to go to a four-year? Do I want to stay here another year? Like, what do I do? And then talk with my folks and friends and see what they think, and that'll help me make my decision.
I know that you've always been interested in broadcasting and so forth.
Correct.
Does that continue to be the case for you, Heath?
Yes, no doubt.
So what is the next step in your journey? And have you decided what you'll do next?
I'm thinking about probably either going to Platteville or just doing online or just seeing where my path takes me. I've also done a lot of other interests like sign language. As many people know, I didn't start speaking until I was 5, so I know a little bit of sign language. Not enough, obviously, because it's been a long time. So I might pursue that if broadcasting doesn't work out.
Do you feel that UW-Platteville-Richland has prepared you well for whatever it is you decide to do?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Because like I said earlier, it was a nice campus to transfer to. easy decision. And it was a nice small campus, so it's not like the 400, 500 students in a classroom. I can get accustomed to like 10 to 15 students per class, get to know each other, and then pursue interests and explore other interests as they have.
Served you well then.
Yeah.
You think about the future, Heath, and the opportunities that exist. If you were to tell someone else why it's important that the campus is here and why their name should be on that petition, what would you say?
I would say you should sign a petition, whether you went to Richland or not, because like Jackson said, we need to save the campus. It may not work, but the more petitions we have, that means the more community involvement we get, and the more petitions we have, like you said, we can go to the state government, go through with that, and hopefully if that works out, we can. And the more petitions we have, the more the merrier, as I would say.
Sounds good. It's good to have you here, Heath. Thanks for being on the air, and best wishes to you.
Thank you for having me, Ron.
Brody Smith is the only freshman who's represented today by our members of Student Senate from UW-Platteville-Richland, and it's a pleasure to welcome Brody back to the program, who chose to attend UW-Platteville-Richland after graduating from Highland High School. What led you to make that decision, and was it an easy one for you, Brody?
It really was an easy one for me. Like a lot of people have talked about here already, it's just such a nice community feel, and coming from a school that has K through 12, 200 kids at Highland, you get that community feel. You know the kindergartners because they're in the same building. So when you come here, it's exactly the same feel. You get a hold with the professors and all the faculty there, and it's really a lot easier to make connections with friends and stuff there too.
Geographically, though, you were closer to Platteville than any of your counterparts here in the studio this morning. So making that drive to Richland, you felt that was in your best interest?
Yeah, I did at the time have a little skepticism to what I wanted to do, and then was a little nervous going in, but it absolutely has worked out. Being a part of Student Senate, being a part of other clubs, doing intramurals, and that half-hour drive isn't that bad.
But I think about what Heath and Haley have talked about, virtual and how COVID impacted students and making those decisions. Has UW-Richland helped you make that transition as we move out of that pandemic circumstance?
Absolutely, yeah. They've done a great job in terms of that aspect. We still do have some classes that are streamed through other campuses, or you have the option to take online classes. And I would almost say that COVID kind of prepared us for that because you had to go into that transition in high school. But so I would say, yeah.
Is there a difference, though, Brody, being on campus physically in a campus classroom with some other students as you take these classes virtually?
Yeah, 100%, because, when you're by yourself on Zoom and you have a question, sometimes it can't always be answered, or you want to have a group discussion. It's really hard to do that. Some people's internet's in and out, and so many other factors when you're not with a person. And so I have many classes where they are streamed through other campuses, but I do have students in the room with me, and so it makes it easier. If I miss something on my notes, I can just be like, hey, what'd you get on this? And just different things like that makes it a lot easier.
Have you felt to this point, as you begin, because you're ending your first semester on campus, that you're being challenged, that you're getting the kind of education that will prepare you for the life you want, Brody?
Yeah, absolutely. They do a great job with all of that. And the biggest thing with that is just being able to have those connections with your professors. You're not just another number of the 200. I'm Brody to my professors, and that's great to have. It was the same at Highland, and so I was hoping that it was going to be the same, and it absolutely is. So it has a great effect.
So what went through your mind when your inbox had an email announcing that academic classes would not be offered next year as they are now?
I was just in shock. I woke up to the email, got to sleep in a day, and getting that email, I took a screenshot of it and sent it to other people, and I was like, does this mean what I think it means? And they're like, yeah, we got the same interpretation. And so, like I said, it was really abrupt, really shocking. The first day, it didn't really hit me. It was hard to comprehend.
So now, the options that are available, you still have a lot of unknowns, don't you?
I do. Like we talked about the first time I came on, I had initiative to maybe pursue another campus, but I wasn't for sure. Richland obviously offers two-year degrees, and my other option was maybe Whitewater to pursue my broadcasting major a year earlier than originally planned, and now I am officially going to have to do that right away rather than decide on staying the second year.
The affordability factor, was it important to you and your family, and did it play a large role in your decision to come to Richland?
Yeah, I'll be completely honest. That was the top reason for me coming in. I had lived in Richland most of my life before I moved to Highland around like middle school for me, and So I knew of the campus, but I didn't have many connections with it. I was too young at the time. So affordability was definitely the main reason, but then coming here, you know, it's been such a great experience.
We've heard things that, you know, there may be some opportunities for Richland students, some special opportunities because the campus is going to close. Have any of those been defined for you at this point to know whether or not you might be able to take advantage of lower tuition at another campus because you were a Richland student?
Yeah, so we've gotten mixed signals. We don't really know for sure. The thing that we do know right now is if you stay in the Platteville branches that you would be honored the tuition. And we've had a couple meetings with people from Platteville for them to be, and you know, they can only speak on the behalf of Platteville, so it's hard for us to know outside of those campuses. So for me going to Whitewater, I don't have a clue right now. There's ways I can get a hold of people, and Platteville said they're actually going to try to reach out to other campuses, see if they can reach agreements with them. But you know, everything's such an unknown right now. You don't really know.
Lots of times we've heard about the fact that Richland didn't have a recruiter. You know, were you approached, or was it your knowledge of our community and what was going on and your parents' tie to the community, Brody?
Yeah, I mean, if it's hard to me to say that I would even know about Richland campus if I didn't live here before I moved to Highland. My dad went to campus, went to Richland campus as well, and so he's always talked highly of it. And so if I didn't have those connections with my parents and living here, I can't even tell you if I knew about it. Like you said, the recruiter, we never had a recruiter come to Highland, or at least it's been a few years, not in my time in high school. So for me, it's really the connections I had.
So to rephrase that, for your classmates at Highland, how many of them do you think considered Richland? You know, was it even an option on the plate of opportunity for them?
I would say no, because like I said, I only knew it because of my parents and previously living here. When I told other people I was going to Richland, they almost like gave me a look, like almost like, what is that? You know, or like, you know, we haven't really heard a pitch about it. You know, people from Platteville came, and people from La Crosse and all over the place were coming and talking to people or reaching out via email or something like that. And it's tough that we never really got that opportunity with Richland. I'm glad that I did have the opportunity and had those connections to get here, but like I said, I didn't have anybody come with me from Highland. It's just unfortunate.
Do you think that some of your classmates, knowing them as you do, you know, as friends and their circumstances and their finances and their futures, do you think if there had been someone recruiting that it would have made a difference in how many students from Highland would have considered Richland?
Absolutely, 100%. Like for me, knowing that the affordability was what it was, and knowing that it had the community feel exactly like Highland. Like I said, Highland has 200 kids K through 12 right now, and Richland Center is exactly like that. And so if they would have known that it has the same vibe as the community, has the same vibe, just all together, that the whole community wraps themselves around this university, that I the numbers would be so much bigger from Highland.
Well, Heath mentioned the Promise Scholarship that every student gets. I mean, there have been some real perks to attend Richland, haven't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talked about it already being super affordable. On top of that, you get the Richland Promise $1,200 scholarship. And when I found out about that, that kind of was like the flipping stone of, yeah, that's where I'm going to go now, because there's so many other things that went into it, but that was just like the top off.
It removed all doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why should our names be on a petition in support of UW-Platteville-Richland, in your opinion, Brody?
It's not just for us students, it's for the faculty too. Every single person in this, even in this community, is so affected by this, because the community does such a good job of wrapping themselves around this campus. And it's unfortunate that it's going down, and we have opportunities to save it. I don't know how good the chances are, but we all want to take the opportunity as much as we could to get the campus and save the campus. So absolutely sign it, just because if we have a little hope, let's try to use that.
Is there a question you wish that I would have asked you, Brody, that I didn't, in regards to your whole experience at UW-Platteville-Richland?
Well, I'll just say a comment that, you know, from the outside, it only looks like 60 kids and faculty are losing their paths in which they took or their jobs. But on the inside, it's every single person, all the 60 kids, we all know each other, you know, and we all are really close with the professors and the faculty, the staff. Everybody there is so great at what they do, and they do such a great job
When you're inside the campus, you really get the whole vibe of everything. And it's, like I said, it's just so great. And so on the outside, like I said, it looks like it's only 60 kids and faculty losing their jobs and losing their future pathways. But on the inside, it's so much more.
I'm going to leave this question with you, your perspective as a freshman, but also as a member of Student Senate, as all of our guests have been this morning. And that is, if the five of you could be called official recruiters and go out, do you believe that you could talk students into coming here and raise the population and enrollment at UW-Platteville-Richland?
There is no doubt in my mind. I mean, the experience that I've had there is so much more than I can even say. Just having the community feel and those professors with you all the time. Like, they're not there to baby you, obviously, but they're there for every step of the way if you need their help. And just having that rather than... And I'm not hating on any bigger college. Great experience. All of us are going to have to go to there eventually. But just having that smoother transition from high school to a smaller college and then making that way to a bigger college, it's such an easy transition and it's such a good step to take affordability-wise, just knowing what a college life feels like, you know, getting the workload down, getting time management down. You learn so many skills with college that sometimes it's harder to do that when you're in a humongous campus. And so, I mean, I would definitely promote that, promote my heart out to try to get people to come to Richland.
Well, best wishes as you make decisions next year, decisions that you didn't anticipate having to make quite so soon.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks to all of you for being here today, for being eloquent, representing the campus well, representing Student Senate well, representing yourselves well. Our thanks to Jake Steele, to Jackson Kenny, to Heath Zumach, to Brody Smith, and Haley Zumach for being our guest. Best wishes, and come back and see us as you, as Student Senate, make decisions in the future. And we thank you for listening to today's Morning Show.